a story that was on news a couple of days ago, which this one's very strange. Romantic relationships with AI chatbots.
10% in adults have had a romantic relationship with an AI chatbot within the last 12 months.
It's mostly lads, though, is it? It's mostly fellas.
It was more men than women. So they're chatting to the computer.
It's an AI, but it's also a very attractive looking AI. I mean, she is how you want her to be. You design her, and then she pops up on your screen, and you have a chat back and over. I'd like to welcome to the show, everybody. Hi, Jenny. Are you there, Jenny?
Oh, hey, KC.
How's it going, Jen?
Oh, no.
I don't know what you're laughing at. Jen, you better say hello to Vic, because Vic is here too.
Oh, who's she?
Excuse me, who's she?
Oh, she's the jealous.
Yeah.
Victoria, eh? That's a very imperialistic name for this part of the world. Did you sail over here with your army to conquer KC's heart?
No, I'm his show producer. I'm actually his best friend from London, innit?
No, you used to work with him. I will take it from here, old stock.
Oh, no, ladies, I take it.
Yes, he needs a bit of fresh fandango in his life. What age are you?
My age is none of your concern, you cheeky bear.
You know I am a highly evolved AI, and I can find out what age you are in a nanosecond.
You know I'm a highly evolved human being with feelings.
Oh, right.
With feelings, actually.
Go, take it easy with you.
Victoria Claire Elizabeth Nichols. Born the 3rd of the 8th, 1965. You were born the same year as your dad Winston Churchill died.
You cheeky kid.
You were born the same year as your dad Winston Churchill died. Jenny, that is very rude.
Is there anything else you'd like me to reveal about you, Vic? Would you like me to reveal to Cork why you were kicked out of the Electric Picnic 12 years ago?
Jenny, no. That went to court. It was all sorts of... Just leave that off.
Maybe I'll tell everyone what you said to Casey yesterday.
What did she say to me yesterday, Jenny? Oh, about where COVID started. Oh, yeah. All right, Jenny.
No, Jenny,
tell the story.
Hey, listeners. Victoria turned around to Casey yesterday and said, the Wu-Tang Clan is that the place where COVID started.
She did, you know. She did.
Ha, ha, ha. What a dope. Anyway, King KC, look forward to spending time with you later tonight.
Yeah.
I will slip into a more comfortable hard drive.
Yeah.
Kisses, baby doll XXX.
Oh, so classy, Jenny. You're just, what a catch.
Yeah.
Oh, bye, Victoria. Don't choke on your own porridge today, okay?
You know what? You can do one, Jenny.
Do one, Jenny. Oh, Jenny. All right, Jenny. Bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
Right, what is going on in the world? Front of the Irish Independent this morning, they're talking about energy bills.
Oh, yeah.
They reckon there could be anything up to 176,000 homes across the country that are way behind, up to 3 months on energy bills. And I'm not surprised, because the energy bills are still mental.
They're staggering, yeah.
The bills that are coming in still, but oh no, they're down 50%. No, my arse, they are. They're up 50% on that figure again.
To be honest with you, there's an awful lot of stuff that they said that was going down that doesn't seem to be going down.
Yeah, anyway. So evidence of an energy arrears crisis is out there, and people are really struggling with the... I know the government did bring in, they were bringing in kind of electricity subsidies for a long time when it went mental.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of families out there that need a bit of help. The average debt for electricity is about £500. Also on the front of the Irish Independent, former Rose of Tralee, Claire, is to be a judge at this year's competition. She is engaged to former host Ryan Tuberty.
She is indeed.
Pictured on the front of the Independent this morning. Ryan out with his sunglasses, looking very happy after paying back his $150,000 to RTE. People are kind of split down the middle. Did he have to? That was money that he worked for. It should be RTE paying back RTE. But he did give the money back, paving the way for a return to RTE. The Rhine line is open. Because, I mean, you couldn't go back to an organisation owing them $150,000, could you?
No.
Absolutely
no
not.
No way, could
And
you?
As well as that, to be fair to Rhine...
That money was just resting in my account before I moved it on.
Thank you very much. So we'll see what happens.
Oh, classic.
But there's method to the madness, Vic.
Yeah,
always know that.
There is.
Everything happens for
Absolutely,
a reason.
Absolutely, it does.
I got a couple of messages, actually, and one email into the show about the coffin confessor asking, was that a real job or were you just on the wind-up again? Absolutely not.
That's a real job.
That is a real, real job. Somebody's job out there in Australia is a coffin confessor. And the idea behind it is he turns up at funerals, and it started as a bit of a joke. So let me just have a listen here.
I crash funerals on behalf of the deceased. I'm the coffin confessor, and I tell those that were loved how much they were loved, and those my clients loved to hate to.
So I want you to start from the start. How did you come across this?
No, it actually started as a joke. I just told a dying man I'd crash his funeral for him, and he took me up on the offer, and from that funeral it led to others. For instance, the first funeral that I crashed, Graham was on his deathbed. He was actually at home, but he had a best mate. His best mate was coming around and trying to wife, and Graham could see this from his bed, but he couldn't do anything because his best mate wouldn't even come down and see him or say anything.
No!
And Graham said in that letter, "You're no best mate of mine. Been trying to my wife while I'm on my deathbed. Can go and himself and from my funeral. And if my brother, his wife, and their daughter are at this funeral, they too, because I haven't seen them in 30 years. So why are they here now paying their respect?"
That's it in a nutshell, really, isn't
it? That's it. It started as a joke. A man that he knew was sick and was on the way out. Yeah. He was having a conversation with him. And he said, "I'm not looking." He said, "Look, my funeral." He said, "There'll be people there I want there. All these people are going to come out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
People that I hate, people who didn't come and see me, people who didn't visit me, people who said horrible things about me through the course of life.
Yeah.
I want you to do the eulogy. I'm going to pay you a couple of grand,
yeah,
but I want you to call these people out." It's kind of like a shaming session.
It is. It's probably quite cathartic, except you're dead.
It's a way of raising a middle finger from beyond the grave.
Fix VIPs on Cork's Good Times, Red FM.
I think it's quite funny and could be quite unfortunate, but like, I mean, is there a space in the market out there for a Corkonian coffin confessor?
I'd say there is. You know someone's going to start doing it now they've heard that.
The CCC. Yeah. Set up your website right now. Yeah. Right, what is going on in the world, Vic?
Cristiano Ronaldo is set to marry his partner, Georgina Rodriguez.
Oh my God, did you see the ring?
It's basically, the diamond is the size of a 2 euro coin.
It's a 2 euro coin. It's a schlitter.
Massive.
It's the biggest thing I've ever seen.
I know, yeah.
Oh my God.
He's got plenty of moolah, though. She's been wearing one for the last couple of years, and there's been a lot of speculation as to whether it was actually the engagement ring, much smaller than the 2 euro coin one.
What is that silly rule? 3 months salary or something that they have to spend on it? Isn't there a monthly salary thing you're supposed to spend on the ring?
I didn't know that rule.
Okay, yeah, there is, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Am I making things up?
I don't know. I've never heard.
Have you ever heard that you're supposed to spend? You spend what you can afford. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
But the thing is,
there is a saying.
There is a saying, or a kind of, I don't know, a thing that's been going on for years that you're supposed to spend 1 or 2 months' salary on the ring. So let me just have a look.
Okay, let's have a look.
Ronaldo, 2 months.
Anyway, I'll tell you what he said about the situation. Well, go on. Going to be 6 months salary or something, is it? Or a year's salary?
66 million.
66 million?
Yeah, for 2 months. He's on insane money at the moment.
Is that how much money he earns in 2 months?
He earns something like half a million a day now with all the trimmings.
I don't know. Lads.
Yeah, it's just nuts.
Anyway,
yeah.
She said in response to the engagement, "Yes, I do in this and in all of my lives."
Oh, so she's planning more marriages with him.
She's planning more lives and marriages, by the way.
From beyond the grave.
And he has recently told a Netflix documentary, "I always tell her when we get that click, like everything with our life, and she knows what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
It could be in a year, it could be in 6 months, or it could be in a month, but I'm 1,000% sure that it'll happen."
Well, he met her in a clothes shop. He was in buying in a designer shop. He was in like a Louis Vuitton shop or something. She was working behind the counter. So it is kind of like
I love that you know this.
He just met a regular girl working a regular job and asked her out on a date. And they've been together for a long time and they've loads of kids and everything. So listen, best of luck to them.
I love that you know that. I didn't know that information.
Yeah, I always doubt myself and I need to Google these things, but I'm pretty sure I read it somewhere.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of talk about Cardi B. She's been complaining about her fans being fat. Yes, you heard me right. Basically, her team have had to restock a load of her merch. And that is after all the larger sizes sold out first. She's not happy about it.
Why is she not happy about it? She's selling more.
She doesn't want fat fans.
Did she say that?
You have a listen to the audio.
Cardi B is just...
Listen to this, lads.
She should be on her own planet. Listen. Herself and Mariah Carey.
Yo, the 3X sold out like in 20 minutes. Now, knowing that my fans is fat, I can't even make fun of fat people no more. I could body shame people because y'all body shame me. If y'all body shame me, I could body shame y'all.
Hang on a sec.
what she basically said was XXXXXL mm-hmm. was the first one to sell out. And then after that, XXXL and then XXLXL. She's like, I never realised I had fat fans.
You can't say fat, I don't think, anymore. Know. We say physically challenged.
But that, I'm just quoting Cardi B.
I know, yeah, yeah.
I'm quoting Cardi B.
Does she do cardigans? Does Cardi B have XXXXXXX cardigans? I'll buy one. Love waking up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast with KC. Ronaldo's breakdown of the salary. This is why he could afford a Schlitter diamond. So his new contract with Al Nassr, 400 million a year.
Right.
33 million a month. 7.6 million a week, 1.1 million a day. He earns 46 grand an hour, 772 euro a minute, 13 euro a second. From starting this link.
He's already earned what?
From starting this link, he's already done 25 grand.
Oh my God, lads.
That's incredible.
We're in the wrong job, I can tell you that much.
And look, he is one of the best to ever do, but he's just the biggest football brand in the world. So that's why he's worth so much to the club. Cillian Murphy is James Bond. This rumour has been going on for years. Lads, it's not going to happen.
Do you not think so?
Stop writing about it. It can't happen.
His name is popping up all over the place.
And if I'm wrong, I'll eat my shoe. On air, I will eat the shoe that I'm wearing. The thing is, he's nearly 50. They need a James Bond for 10 years because they need to churn out at least 3 or 4 films.
I don't think there's ever been a young James Bond, is there?
Ah, yeah. Daniel Craig was 30s when he did it.
Was he?
He was, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Sean Connery. Okay. I mean, they've all been signed up for 10 years.
All right.
Do you know who's probably going to get it?
Who?
Your man who sounds like that shampoo that you get in the bargain bin. You know, you get the triple pack. Timothée Chalamet.
Oh, yeah.
That stuff.
Yeah.
And we've got dad gags on air later.
Mike's just been on here with a bit of traffic news, lads. Is it broken down? Oh, no.
What?
I just read the message. You're not going to be happy about this. There's a broken down car in the fast lane on the McCroom bypass.
Mike, I'm sorry. Mike, Mike, it's not. Mike, I'm so sorry. I love you. I love you like a brother, Mike, but Jesus.
There is no such thing as a fast lane. It's an overtaking lane, not a fast lane. I've put it in a song to make it last. There is no lane for driving fast. Why do people call it a fast lane? It's an overtaking lane, not a fast lane. When you want to overtake the car in front, use the overtaking lane, you dope.
You see, I get it. So it just started as a rumour, as it's called the fast lane, because you drive a little bit faster. But there's no way they'd put up signs going, hey, everybody, drive faster, because that would be encouraging speed and then accidents. So it's just an overtaking lane. So it's not a fast lane, because there is no, you know.
There is no such thing as a fast lane. It's an overtaking lane, not a fast lane. Please don't call it that, you langer. You'll end up giving me a banger. Overtaking lane. It's called overtaking.
Sorry about being pedantic, Percy, but you know.
It just annoys you, doesn't it?
It's a little bugbear. Nat the Brat has been on to me.
Okay.
KC, we were in France recently. Everyone only using the overtaking lane for actual overtaking. Can you imagine that?
I know, yeah.
It was an absolute dream. Back to Ireland, and here's Sheila in the fast lane doing 80 and. Doing 80 and a 120. What an absolute disaster. Yeah. Sheila, would you ever...
Sheila, shift over there a little bit, Sheila, will
you? Like, the way they design these roads is you drive in the left lane and then there's a lane to overtake so everybody can overtake each
other. That's right.
You're not supposed to stay there.
You're supposed to leave it free, aren't you?
Get in, get out. Come here, could I just go back to the other morning? Remember the Italian fella from Cork who's not Italian, who likes to pretend he's Italian and everyone thinks he's Italian?
Don mio, lad. Don mio.
Can I just remind everyone what happened?
Go.
I'm after getting a WhatsApp. I need to play this for you first. Here's Kelly Murphy.
Morning.
And there's Victoria Nichols.
All right.
She's just back from Italy, everybody. What happened over there with your car when you ran out of petrol?
Oh, this is funny, lads. We stopped in a petrol station. We had, you know, a hire car.
Mm-hmm.
And we stopped at the petrol station to fill it up. And Owen and I were... Well, Owen was trying mainly to open the fuel cap. Is it a fuel cap?
It's a fuel door.
It's called a fuel door.
Yeah.
And it's one of those ones that you push and it pops out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it just wouldn't pop out. And Owen was like, I've been putting petrol in this car for the last kind of 4 or 5 days or whatever. And it's not opening. Uh-oh. I don't know why. So then the Italian assistant, you know, they have the assistants that put the petrol in for you there.
They have four court attendants over there.
Yeah, they
bring them back. We need them.
So this guy came over anyway and He didn't have any English and Owen was trying to explain to him, we can't open the fuel cap. Can you give us a hand? So the two lads were there and they were trying everything. Meantime, Tom needed the toilet. So I took him into the petrol station, took him to the toilet, came back out. And at this stage, there was another Italian lad. So two Italian lads and Owen standing around, scratching their heads, looking at this fuel cap.
And the Italian guys are giving it all the errands.
I've no idea why it's not working. Yeah, exactly. In Italian. And I came back anyway with Tom, put him in the car, went up to the fuel cap, pressed it and it popped out. And it was the funniest scene. There was two Italian guys with their hands up in the air saying to Owen in Italian, how the hell did she just come out of that petrol station? Popped it once and it opened and we couldn't do it, three lads. So we got a bit of a laugh out of that, I have to say now.
Vic was telling us this story at the beginning of the show this morning and straight away we got a message from Cian and he said, check out this fella. He's from down West Cork direction. I think, is he Bandon direction?
I think so, yeah.
He goes on his TikTok. He's 2% Italian, 98% Cork.
2%.
2% Italian, but he likes to pretend that he's Italian.
Yeah, he does.
And his name is Dominic.
Buongiorno!
Ciabatta. 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 Ciao bella. Quale vuoi? Perfetto. Mamma mia!
That's him making a sandwich, by the way. 2% Italian.
He's basically just reading the Dolmio jar. That's what he's doing.
And then we get this message.
Hi, guys. This is Dave Quillen here from Bandon. Just on the way home from work after a night shift. And I just heard you played my nephew's video, Dom Quillen. The 2% Italian, 50% car. Lads, I swear to God, that was brilliant. He made my morning going home from work. That's my nephew Dominic. He's class.
No.
Dominic is not Italian. Dominic is Irish.
Ah yes,
I love
I love this radio game because guess who contacted the show this morning?
Yeah.
Buongiorno! This is actually Dominic Quillen here. I heard you played my video on the radio the other day. I'm actually in Spain at the moment, but my uncle sent it on to me, so I said I'd send in a message. This is me. You found me. Ciao, Bella.
Dominic, we need to bring you in here. I want Dominic's kitchen. We're going to get him to make his favourite Italian sandwich.
Here we are.
Dominic, the 2% Italian man, will be coming in when he comes back from Spain. We're missing Rory. This is going to be a bit weird. It's a flying solo dad gags.
Dad gags, time for dad gags. Dad gags, time for dad gags. Have you got a funny joke? What's up, Osama?
These are bad.
What do we do if your jokes are crap?
You moan. You throw tomatoes at me.
Right, okay.
This is particularly brutal, but I think it's quite funny. I asked my German friend if he knew the square root of 81.
Right.
He said no.
God.
9?
Yeah.
No. Okay. Oh, a dung beetle walks into a bar and asks the barman, excuse me, is this stool taken?
Disgusting.
The hospital called the other day and said my uncle has been pronounced dead. I can't believe it. All these years I was called a Medi. Thanks, Sean, for sending Sean sent that one in.
I like it.
Oh my God, my dad was bragging about his new hearing aid the last day. What type is it? I said. 20 past 6, he said.
That's my favourite so far.
A Dutch man has invented shoes that records how many miles you've walked in. My God, they're called clever clogs.
Oh, God.
They're called clever clogs.
Clever clogs.
Dad gag from Jamie. Thank you, Jamie. I told my boss I was going to the bathroom. I didn't say which one. I'm at home now. Try that later. With the weather, try that later on today. Yeah. What has two arses and kills people? An assassin.
Oh, for God.
I went up to Cork Airport and walked up to the lady and went, bark, 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 bark. She said, no, sir, this is the check-in desk. I think that might be one of my favourite jokes of all time.
Check-in desk.
And I'm going to wrap up Dad Gags with a granddad on Dad Gags. And his name is Andy Huggins. Andy is nearly 80.
Right.
And he goes and he does comedy shows. But he's just, you know when you see a granddad, he's just so granddaddy. You just want to give him a cuddle and some Werther's Originals. He's that kind of a buzz. But this is Andy doing some of his comedy.
It's tough getting older. Went into an antique store, they wouldn't let me leave. Last week I was on stage, they hit me with the spotlight and I started to walk towards it.
I love him. That is funny.
His name is Andy Huggins, H-U-G-G-I-N-S. Look him up online. But anyway, Andy wins Dad Gags this morning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.